This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind, friends. How are you? Glad to have you tuned in, listening on What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennen. I'm here along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell. I thought he'd say something there, didn't you?
Yo.
Kevin Flynn?
Yo.
Oh, you're saying it for Todd. Okay, yeah. I got a yo and a what. There we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry.
All here, and Brad is manning the controls right now. Daniel will be here momentarily as well, so when you call 800-228-0550, then you get a chance to chat with us on the air. Tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd, the radio god Mitchell, or me. Todd's at 701-226-8503. I'm at 701-367-2054. And we are brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Pretty darn important when you think about everything in your life that touches energy. Imagine hot summer day, no power, no air conditioning. That'd be life-threatening. Or cold winter day, polar vortex cold, and you have no electricity. Not good. Reliable, affordable energy. A baseload energy that has provided secure energy for generations in North Dakota. Very important. Find out more at secureenergyfuture.org. I have some breaking news. This is happening today, now, as I speak. I have it on good authority that the North Dakota Highway Patrol is today patrolling the highways of North Dakota in search of speeders, folks violating the laws of the roads. This just in, the Highway Patrol is today patrolling.
What?
Yeah.
I hope they are. Wow.
Why would they
wait a minute.
Be?
I'm sensing a hint of sarcasm.
You don't seem too worked up about this. Well, let me contrast this with the CNN story.
Next thing you know, the border patrol is going to be patrolling the border while you're
out. Saying that firefighters are out putting fires out, too?
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. That's next hour's breaking news.
The dog catcher's going to catch a dog.
Okay. I don't know why, but CNN's hair is on fire. Everybody at CNN, every anchor.
How does that make today different?
And that's a lot of hair. I'm just saying. You know, I mean, you get those anchors and the hair, you know, the TV thing. It's always the hair. And but a lot of them have hair on fire right now over this story. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement plans to begin raids across the country Sunday to arrest thousands of family members who already have court orders to be removed.
Oh, I see. So they're going to do their job.
Okay. These people are supposed to be in court.
How dare they?
These aren't raids any more than a highway patrolman in North Dakota pulling somebody over for speeding is a raid. They're not raids. This is what they do. Now, under Barack Obama as president, under George W. Bush as president, under Bill Clinton as president, Swamp Think overtakes issues of this. And by the way, this goes back to Reagan. Reagan cut a deal on amnesty to try and get more border wall, more security. Never happened. It's a rope-a-dope that's been going on for a long time.
Decades.
And this president says, enough of this. Enough of this. And what's amazing is he isn't just doing it on common sense issues like this, and that's just basic common sense if you ask me. Come on, how is that not common sense to say, well, you have an enforcement mechanism here. You have people that are just thumbing their nose at the law and not showing up. What else are you going to do? If you don't do this, this is how you get what we have. You know, somebody called yesterday about Lloyd Omdahl's column in the Grand Forks Herald. Lloyd Omdahl is a former lieutenant governor, a professor at UND, nice gentleman, but a bleeding heart liberal. Okay, I mean, there's not a mean bone in Lloyd Omdahl's body, but he's a staunch bleeding heart liberal. Okay, and he writes this quote unquote opinion piece, which is a conversation between a son and a father who are crossing the border illegally and end up dying. All right, he takes on the cause of these individuals in the news that have died. Now, if we don't have a big old flashing green light of welcome saying, you get across that border and you're home free, and even if you're given papers to, you know, come to court, you won't have to. You don't have to. Nobody does. You know what? There's the culpability for murder. The fact that they would be instructed to look the other way and not enforce the law, that's the reason people die at the border. They ought to be brought to court and brought up on murder charges. The idea that somehow Donald Trump was saying, wait a minute here, we've got to stop this insanity. We've got to stop it dead in its tracks. They're not to blame, are they? Help me understand why Donald Trump is to blame for actually doing something nobody else has done in previous administrations, would you?
Because hypocrisy is live and well. I mean, it's everywhere with them. It's just unreal.
And meanwhile, let me throw this. It's going to sound a little weird to throw this issue in here. But did you know what the president did yesterday on kidneys? Kevin, you and I were talking about this earlier. Todd, do you follow any of this on the kidney health announcement from yesterday?
No, I guess I didn't.
You'd be fairly excused from not having heard about it because it's nowhere.
Well, I mean,
but if you are waiting for a kidney, it's kind of a big deal.
Sure.
And by the way, ninth leading cause of death in America. Right now, ninth leading cause of death in America. President signed a executive order yesterday and said we're not going to accept the status quo on one of America's deadliest diseases anymore. We have 37 million patients out there suffering from chronic kidney disease. Again, other administrations, other governments, you know, it's a concern, but it's a concern out of 1,000 others. It gets dished off to the Health and Human Services. This president actually signing an executive order and mandating some action on this. I think it's Medicare now has to test adjusting payment incentives to encourage preventative kidney care, number one, but also the use of home dialysis, kidney transplants. President saying, let's get a process on getting artificial kidneys to patients and also expedite the process of kidney matching.
Let's sign the executive order. Let's get going.
Let's get going. Exactly right. So the reason I bring that up, we're hearing about how horrible he is about enforcing things at the border. And meanwhile, he's not only taking common sense on there, he's taking on health care with a pen. Say, we're going to do this. There's a lot going on. And the media never would pay attention to that. Never tell you about that. The other media. Christian Fargo, let's get your take here on what's on your mind. 258-0550. Go ahead.
Hey, regular caller, Christian from Fargo. You know, I've had this idea floating around. You talk about paying for services that they're not being used. Our military, all of them are being paid a salary to be in the military, to be ready to go. Why aren't they on the border? That way we wouldn't have to build a permanent wall. We put the military where they're needed. You take them away when they're not.
Yeah, I think two things. One, they are at the border. National Guard have been deployed there by the president. That was quote-unquote controversial, but again, the border was being overrun. There weren't enough members of Border Patrol, so the National Guard is there. I think there is, and I don't remember the exact statute or law, But the military cannot go down
domestically
to the border and take on a domestic cause. They would have to be deputized, so to speak, to the state. Right? So this, they would say, okay, we're going to lend these people to the state, and then the state can do it, but the federal government can't send anybody down there, which, you know, I don't know.
Which is what the National Guard is for.
Right. And they are there.
Yep.
But I hear you. I think overall, if you're looking for, you know, trying to, you know, have a solution, put it this way. If we were on the border and you had patrols and you had the ability to say you can't cross that border without the potential of deadly force, guessing the numbers would go down a little bit, Christian.
Considerably.
Guessing it'd be a little less of a problem. This is where I get at, where, you know, the culpability goes with people that put up this green light to say, hey, we're, you know, to fight enforcement. They're the ones that are responsible for people dying. Have a good day,
yes,
Christian.
Have a great day.
You
have
too, sir.
One.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Love how our listeners think. Your call's next, 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at two locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What's on your mind? We love to know. We love to find out. And it's as easy as a phone call, a text, an email. 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. We're open all hour to find out what's on your mind. This hour, next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening in Congress. The Judiciary Committee is busy with Who can we subpoena? Let's subpoena everybody. Subpoena, subpoena, subpoena. Yes, lots of that going on. Congressman Kelly Armstrong serves on that panel, so he'll be here to talk a little bit about that and answer any questions you might have on any issues, so stay tuned for that. We also have a couple of policy pros from the Heritage Foundation, one of our favorite think tanks. It tackles issues from a conservative perspective and, most importantly, says, here's the way to fix them. So we look forward to chatting them. They're actually in North Dakota to learn more about innovative ideas to solve the workforce challenges of businesses. So hosting a lunch today in Fargo and tomorrow in Bismarck. And so tomorrow we're going to broadcast from the University of Mary. We never miss that opportunity because that lunch will be happening out there. Of course, the University of Mary doing a lot of good work on partnering with businesses, helping them solve their workforce challenges, and just being a great force for resource and a force to get innovative ideas out there and get folks sharing best practices and a lot of great things happening on that front. Hey, this weekend in Watford City, North Dakota, Homefest is taking place. Golf scramble, food, music on Main Street, art in the park, children's theater, and a lot more. So they're cranking up tomorrow through the 14th. So check it out at Watford City, Homefest 2019. Always do a nice job. They also have the Rib Fest coming up. Get that on your calendar. We're less than a month away from that now. August 9th for Best of the West Rib Fest. So check that out, too. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-367-2054 to text moi and Todd at 701-226-8503. Texter says, I had to swim to work today. I'm a tough guy. Yeah, there's been, it's like unbelievable in the rain department. Still can't believe it. Another texter says, do you have the info on the Eagles game in Minneapolis and the tour bus that is being advertised? I don't know anything about it. Todd, do you?
I got nothing on that. I got nothing.
All right. You're not going to the Eagles game?
We're taking party buses.
To the Eagles game?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what they're talking about.
There you go.
Yeah. So how, is there still room on the party bus?
There is. And
let me get that number out here. You know, I had it right in front of me, but, of course, then somebody put something else there. So here we go.
That'll be on the 13th of October.
We'll leave the morning of the 12th, 6:45. We'll get to the hotel at about 1:30. There'll be shuttles to Mall of America if you want to go shopping, whatever you want to do. Next morning, check out. We'll leave the hotel 9:15, and 45 minutes after the game, we'll leave and come back home. So it's just all a Saturday and Sunday deal, all-encompassing, 1-866-454-4514. If you missed that, shoot me a text. I'll shoot it to you. But 1-866-454-4514.
Sounds like fun.
Sure does. All right, you got your answer there, and I also texted that listener the number. Happy to do it. David Frum is a Trump basher. Roger in Minot sends us a quote from David Frum today. Trump's busy this morning casting non-Epstein chum into the media waters. What? Can somebody translate that for me? He might be talking about Jeffrey Epstein, obviously. In other words, trying to get the media to talk about anything but Jeffrey Epstein.
Mm.
I guess. Bill Clinton, I think, is the guy who's busy trying to get non-Epstein chum into the media waters. Bill Clinton's name is on the manifest. What did somebody say, 26 flights?
Well, it was about half a dozen flights, but they made numerous stops, and the one of the places they're referring to is Rape Island, and I'm not kidding you.
I keep hearing about all kinds of different numbers, but the point is he was on the plane with Jeffrey Epstein and underage girls. The former president of the United States, Bill Clinton. Now,
turning the other way on that one, right?
That's, I guess,
kind of the deal.
Yeah.
Great. Good to know.
I would rather the mainstream media talk about how the president yesterday signed an executive order that's going to help millions of Americans deal with kidney disease. And maybe Roger ought to get his head out of the National Enquirer and worry about that too. Just some friendly advice from us. All right. Here's a text that says, to liven up your boring program. That's a nice way to start a conversation, isn't it? Dissing us. To liven up your boring program, I think you should periodically share with your listeners some of the wackiest texts you receive. A good idea. Let me read you one I just got. To liven up your boring program, I think you should periodically share with your listeners some of the wackiest texts you receive. The beautiful thing about what's on your mind is if, in fact, you do feel it's boring, you could dial 701-258-0550 and say, you know, what you're talking about is boring, but here's what's on my mind. But the interesting thing, and I guess it's human nature, is I often find the drive-bys, I'll call them, that love to send a snitty little comment by text. I don't even know if that's a word. Is snitty a word? Snitty?
Anyone? Well,
Bueller?
Snippy, maybe?
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, wait, snippy and snotty combined into one. Snitty. There you
snitty,
go.
Okay. All right. So I've not made up a word. Anyway, by text or on social media or whatever, rather than, you know, engage in a program. People from time to time that'll disagree on a particular issue and they'll, you know, they'll be tagging me on Facebook, and they'll be just having a rip fest in a little, a group of half a dozen folks. And then you think, I always will very often say, call the program. I mean, I don't care that you disagree. I'd love to have a conversation with you, but I'm not going to waste my time on social media. Not because I don't, you know, respect the argument or, you know, whatever, but I just literally don't have time. And I honestly think that when people disagree, it's productive for people to hear two sides of an argument, sort of decide where they're at. So I think it's a good thing. I don't think there's anything wrong with people saying, I disagree with you. I don't like your stance on this, and here's what I want to say. But why is it that we're so quick to fire off that snitty, I'll use it again, Todd, snitty little comment by text or social media and not actually have a conversation like an adult? I don't know. Here's another. Correct the headline. ICE today will start taking action in the apprehension of foreign nationals that have been denied legal standing for immediate removal. Yeah, you're exactly right. That's our point here. They're doing this. Renaissance Festival in Regent starts this weekend. Check the website. Dan and Dickinson. Thanks. I hear about that from time to time. Sounds like fun. Who's headed to Regent this weekend? More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. This whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is now expected to announce in a matter of hours that he's taking executive action to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census. The president tweeting this morning that after today's social media summit that he's hosting at the White House, he'll hold a news conference on, quote, the census and citizenship. His administration's efforts to add the question have been blocked in court so far, but two senior administration officials are confirming to CBS News that some sort of executive action will indeed be unveiled at that newser. Immigration and Customs Enforcement will be conducting raids across the nation in an effort to arrest thousands of undocumented immigrants. Reports are the raids will begin on Sunday and could last for several days and may include so-called collateral deportations. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To make a comment, other callers' inquiries as to why they're not using the military on the border, you might be thinking of posse comitatus, which is a domestic use of the military, but that is not domestic. If that is protecting the border, that is a federal issue. That border is not state-run. Those borders are a national federal zone. And we already know that because they backed that off 100 miles for Department of Homeland Security to set up checkpoints and everything else along that. But the military can fully within the power to enforce our borders, protect our borders, as long as they're looking out, not looking in. That's just my take on that. I thank you.
Appreciate that call very much. 28 before the top of the hour, somebody earlier called and said, put the military at the border. Think that'd be a good idea? Put the military at the border. Emailer says, Scott, do you see a 2020 landslide coming for Trump, or is it too early to say or too optimistic? I don't know. I think given the fact that Donald Trump faces enormous opposition, it is just unbelievable what this guy faces. Every single day, he is getting the kind of opposition that a president normally would get maybe in a year. Every day. I mean, it's insane. And a fraction of Republicans have their heart in the fight for him. So he is on an island big time. That plus you've got the media against him. You've got, you know, the typical Democratic apparatus against him. So there's a lot of opposition there. So I think landslide is getting a little too
optimistic?
Yeah, rambunctious.
You look at the 4th of July crowd on the mall, and it's. I just say, yeah, I'm thinking he's going to be around 300 electoral votes by the time it's all done.
Yeah, there's a reservoir of support of a new class of voters that have been brought in who've been, I mean, the forgotten American is the reason Donald Trump is president. There's no doubt about it. I think Donald Trump wins in 2020, mostly because, you know, you don't see the country lurching to the left, and you see the Democratic Party lurching to the left. I mean, there's this giant food fight right now over how far left can you go.
It's like a race to the left.
Yeah, it really is. So I don't see it as...
And the infighting, too.
Something that matches with where voters are. So, you know, that's why I think the president wins, no doubt about it. I think also quietly, you know, he's doing a lot of things that, while they don't get media attention, if you're in a family suffering from kidney disease, you love Donald Trump right now, and you don't care about Republican or Democrat, right? Same thing with a lot of union members who previously would vote sort of where their union wanted to vote. Anyway, it's my take. I want yours at 800-228-0550. Here's the big question of the day that I should have asked long ago, but I'll do that after I tell you about Dak Diesel. CJ and the team are hard at it today, so they wanted us to tell you, you know what? It's not easy when that diesel truck or tractor's out of commission or maybe not performing to the degree that it could. And you can take your vehicle to where you've taken your vehicle for repairs before, or you can bring it to a service center that actually specializes in diesel. And that's DAC Diesel. Because these folks have the expertise, the mechanics, to fix up diesel vehicles in no time. The owner grew up, CJ, he grew up in the auto repair trade. That's what he knows, specifically working on diesel vehicle repair. So a couple of decades of experience that he brings to the job, and it really helps. And right now, he's in demand. People are calling him, hey, can you come out and take a look at something? Can I get this in? Because of the work they're doing for folks not only in Bismarck, where they're located, but all around the region. 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. Big question in a minute, but first, Sandy in Lincoln. What's on your mind, Sandy?
Well, I was just calling to let you know that President Trump has other things to face that we never hear about. He was told, some judge said, he is not allowed to disconnect people from his Twitter feed that really disagree with him. I assume those are the really big haters. And yet people who want to get his tweets can't get on. They disconnect us.
Yeah, isn't that something? I tell you what, we haven't talked a lot about this on this program, but more and more and more, there's a social media summit today at the White House. It's closed to the press, so they're not letting the jackals in. But they're talking about all of this, all people that have been, you know, conservatives that have been silenced on social media. And it is a real problem because there's no transparency. We don't know how they do what they do, but you have a lot of evidence that conservatives are treated differently than liberals. That's a huge problem. That's a huge problem.
Okay.
Yeah, that is another obstacle for him, and that'll be, I mean, how? That's why I'm glad he's doing this. See, he's saying we're watching. That's why they're doing this summit today. We're watching. Because you're right, Sandy, it could be another obstacle to the president in the election, but not if you expose what they're doing or hold them accountable to it, for sure. Kind of scary, though, isn't it?
Yeah. I absolutely hate that you're not allowed to wear what you want to wear for fear you're going to get beat up or something. That's crazy. You can't put a sign out in your yard without having people come by and throw it in the street or take it away. It's just really wrong. All right, I'm going to go. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, Sandy. Thank you. 258-0550. Your calls, questions, and comments, welcome. Here's the big question today. Atlanta, Georgia. A Brinks truck traveling down the freeway. A door malfunctions, and $100 bills start flying out. $175,000 worth. Immediately, people begin pulling over to the side of the road and going onto the highway and grabbing the moolah. If that was you, you see the dollar bills, $100 bills flying out. You see other people pulling over. Do you pull over and start stuffing $100 bills into your pocket and leave and decide what kind of a vacation you're going to go on with that money? Do you keep going? Do you stop and collect the money and be a good Samaritan and say, here you go, Mr. Brink Truck Man. Hope you don't lose your job over this.
I can see me out there going, please forgive me, Lord. Please forgive me, Lord. Please forgive me.
What's funny is that there's the...
I'm sinning.
The police department there now is tweeting pictures of people who brought in Ziploc bags full of cash to return it. So they took it. They left there, and then I guess their conscience got a hold of them, and they went into the police department and said, hey, you know, give this back.
That's awesome. That gives me hope.
What would you do?
I'd ask if there was a reward. It's like, I got this. I might have found something.
Before or after you return your money, you're going to call and say, maybe I have something. Or I know somebody who knows somebody.
Is there any chance that there's a... And if even if there wasn't, I couldn't keep it. I would give it back.
And
that's happened to me before.
100,000 years. Even, you know, even if it was the middle of the night, nobody's looking and everything else, to me, I agree with you.
The guilt. You can't live with the guilt.
It would just chew away at me.
Yep.
But it is a fun little exercise because it's free money floating around, $175,000 in $100 bills flying all over the freeway. Just think about that. That actually happened, folks. What would you do?
And not one accident. People pulling over and Nobody crashed into anybody.
Yeah, really.
Is that what I think it is?
Todd, what would you do?
You'd think there would have been some accidents with that going on. Everybody watching the money and not watching their driving, so that was good to see, I guess. But what would I do? I'd probably be getting my phone out like so many other people did and going, hey, check out all these people. And then law enforcement would start looking at those pictures and going, okay, these are the people we need to find.
Yeah, and of course they would find you, but...
Just because it snows money doesn't mean you get to steal it.
You would do what everybody does. You would get out your camera. Did you see at Disneyland when that big fight happened between and that family? How many people were standing around filming it?
Yep, you stay classy.
Exactly. That's the world we live in. Yep.
There's men hitting women at Disneyland, and there's dodo brains on their phones filming it.
Yeah, well, no security anyway. It's good that somebody does, so at least we have some record of it versus a bunch of people having their version of what happened. At least you have documented proof, but you're right. Somebody needs to step in and not just stand there and film it.
Can't make it up.
Yeah. Welcome to the world we live in now.
I get it. I get it, but I think... like I see a duck cross the road and I have an overwhelming urge to want to grab a phone and record it just because that's so cool. I want to look at it again, right?
There's the funny meme of the guy is sitting in the shark's mouth, and as the shark is swallowing him, he's out there got his
taking a selfie.
A shot of it. Yeah.
But
that's the world we live in now.
There is a line there, folks. There's a line. Ralph in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, if I saw the money lying on the road, I'm pretty a responsible person. I would find the owner of that money as an example of how responsible I am. If I'm in a crowded room, I'll count the number of people in there. And if that number exceeds the number recommended by the fire marshal, I'll just promptly leave the room.
Wow. That's
the kind of guy I am.
Is that right? I've never done that in my life. Never.
Pass off,
never
buddy.
Yep. Thought about that.
Give the money back.
You could go to the next level on, the Good Samaritan thing and actually call the fire department. Hey, they're loading this thing up over capacity, just saying. How about this, Ralph? You're walking down the street in Jamestown one day, you trip on a $100 bill. You look around, look ahead of you. Did somebody drop it? Nobody obvious. The owner, is that your $100 bill?
No, it isn't. I take it to the bank.
You take it to the bank?
Yeah. And say, if somebody lost some money here, give it to them.
Put an ad in the paper.
Yeah, we'll pay it forward.
Who's $100 bill is it? Yeah. Thank you, Ralph. Appreciate the call. Joe in New Rockford, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Joe.
Yes, well, I wanted to find out something about the earthquake in California. Because I was out there in 1952 in July, first part of July, and... was driving down the road close to Bakersfield, and the car started wobbling a little bit, and I thought I was getting a flat tire, and pulled up to the junction, and the car kept rocking, and the high line started swaying back and forth, and my brother and I got out, and the ground was heaving and rolling and moving under your feet. You can stomp your feet and you can't stop it. And I was wondering if what the intensity of that earthquake was. It made a fissure up by Tepehatchee.
The first one was 6.4. I think the second one was 7.1. Yeah.
Yes, but what was the one in 1952? It created a fissure up there in the
Hatchabee
Mountains.
Hang on a sec, Joe. We'll see if we can find that for you during the break here, okay? 800-228-0550. Email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Text us, too. More after this.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. Nine models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
Mineral owners, can you predict the future? Mineral Tracker can. Mineral Tracker is an online app that provides North Dakota mineral owners a simple way to project their future royalty income. Our proprietary algorithms allow us to use current market variables and your mineral ownership to give accurate past income estimates and future projections for your royalty income. When your future is unclear, turn to Mineral Tracker to bring clarity to your financial future. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 2 locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited, and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
America great starts with you. Show your community and your country that you stand behind America. Fly the symbol of freedom, the American flag. Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com lets you remind your community we stand together as an undivided nation with your own flag flying. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Jim the Flagpole Guy. Crisscrossing the upper Midwest in that tyranny assault vehicle. You'll know it when you see it. Trust me on this one thing, folks. You'll think Evel Knievel has lost the truck. That's what you'll think. Jim, how are you today?
Hey, good morning.
Where is the tyranny assault vehicle today?
We're north of Bismarck, and then when we get done with this one, we're headed to Fargo, and then on to Wheat, Minnesota. I'm coming. I'm coming. We're in demand, that's for sure, and quite happily. You know, Scott, today I'm on top of a butte behind a gentleman's house where they built the home and they didn't have very good cell phone reception. So he's killing two birds with one stone. We converted our truck to actually attach a small repeater, cell phone repeater, that's on top underneath the pineal ball of the flagpole. So they'll have a 30-foot, beautiful, satin, independence, the best flagpole made, on top to look out when he looks out of his house and up on top of the butte every day. You'll see the 6x10 American flag flying. But it'll also have great cell service.
That's beautiful.
Whatever it takes.
That is beautiful. I love that. Absolutely love that. And by the way, I know you're installing a lot of flagpoles, and we've told people when they call and they're waiting for a quote or a call back that you're getting to them, but it's just a busy summer for sure. You also have some great support on the flags and all the accessories where folks can, from your website, ndflagpoleguy.com, replace the flags that are fraying and in need of a change out, right?
Yeah, and they're actually in really good hands. Now that they're out of mine, because I'm so busy, we have Melissa, and she's full-time flag. We like to, say it like this, the ND flagpole guy, flag girl. And she's solely taking care of all the flag inventory, the orders. She's also helping me with my emails and staying straight because we've had quite a good response. And, I've slept in my own bed 6 times in the last 35 days. And we're going to continue to stay out until every last flagpole is installed.
Got to do it. New record coming. ndflagpoleguy.com or call them right now, 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG. Take care, sir.
Thanks, Scott. I'm coming to Fargo. Maybe we can get together. God bless you. God bless America.
That sounds great. That sounds great. I'm heading for Bismarck, but that's usually the case. People tell me, hey, I'll be in Fargo. I'm in Bismarck. I'm in Fargo. I'm in Watford City. Yeah. Anyway, good to talk to you, Jim. Talk to you soon.
We'll wave at you on the road. Thanks.
You bet. So, Joe, in New Rockford, what we found out for you is that in 1952, that earthquake there in the San Joaquin Valley was 7.3. So it was stronger than the worst one of the two that would just happened out there.
But it happened in the same area.
Yep. Yep, exactly.
Kern County, yep.
It cracked some buildings in Bakersfield.
It did. 12 people died, too. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
$60 million in property damage. Yeah.
Well,
I'm talking about the one in 52. Yeah, exactly. It was different.
And that was in July, and in July in San Francisco it was cold. And Nixon was having a convention. And the St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco. And I went to that with my brother.
Good memories. Joe, thank you for calling. Appreciate that very much. You take care. Gary, on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, you guys are talking about that money that flew out of the truck.
Yes, Atlanta, Georgia. The Brink truck kicking out $100 bills flying all over the highway. Yep.
You got almost retired on that. Anyway, I've had a lot of incidents where I find money all the time laying on the ground. The first time I found it, I was over at the Grand Teton Village, and down by the Grand Tetons, and I looked down, there was a couple $100 bills folded in half laying on the boardwalk. And my wife said, you're going to give that back. And I thought, well, who am I going to give it back to? And so I took it into the store. Okay, I'm just going to take it into the store that I was walking by there, and I gave it to him, and he asked me for my name and address and stuff, and I gave it to him. And about 2 or 3 weeks later, I get an envelope in the mail. They actually sent it back to me.
They did.
Couldn't believe it. Yeah.
Wow.
I actually got it back in the mail. And it wouldn't be the same. There wasn't the same $100 bills either, because those were folded. These weren't folded.
That's interesting.
That was kind of cool. I wasn't looking forward to that.
Makes you feel good for doing the right thing.
Yeah, it makes you good to be a good Samaritan.
Yeah, good story, Gary. Thanks, Phil. Quickly, music started already, but I'll get you in here. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, it's Phil with QFM Radio. And how you doing, man? Good to talk to you.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Did you hear about that survey that came out last week by GLAAD? You've heard of that group, the gay and lesbian group, and they do this every year.
I did not hear about the survey, but we're up against the break. Hang tight, Phil. For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.